About 10 years ago, Moshe Hirsch was looking through a magazine, a Jewish magazine, and in the magazine, people from all walks of Jewish life would write in letters to the editor, and often they would ask questions. And he was reading through this magazine, and he saw a letter there from a man named Jerome Katz, living in Oklahoma. And Jerome made some sort of comment, which Moshe Hirsch wasn't so excited about. And Jerome Katz actually left his email address in the magazine, in the letter to the magazine, to the editor. So Moshe Hirsch decided, what a perfect opportunity. He's going to write him an email. And he wrote him an email, and little do you know, people sometimes appreciate feedback, and he started to email back and forth. They started to converse via email. Jerome Katz in Oklahoma and Moshe Hirsch in Passaic, New Jersey. Any similarities of the names to real life is just a coincidence. They started to converse back and forth, and eventually, once in a while, they'd actually pick up the phone, and they actually became pretty good friends. It was pretty clear to Moshe Hirsch, who was a Torah observant Jew, that Jerome Katz was really not too interested. He was a little traditional. He lit his Hanukkah menorah. Pesach, he had a Seder. On Sukkot, perhaps, if he was in shul, he would shake lulav. But he wasn't very interested. He wasn't very motivated to keep the mitzvos, to learn Torah. And it was a little frustrating for Moshe Hirsch, because he had become somewhat of a friend of Jerome Katz, and he was trying to converse with him, to talk with him about it. Nothing he'd said ever made an impression on Jerome. Jerome would say, you know, I'm happy with the way I am. I'm not really too interested in pursuing Torah any further, but you're a great friend. It was a little before Pesach, and Moshe Hirsch thought of an idea. He says to Jerome on the phone one day, he says, Jerome, Pesach is coming up. I'm going to send you a box of shmura matzah. And Jerome said, nah, Moshe, don't waste your time. I'll go to the supermarket and buy any matzah I see. And Moshe said, well, you know, in the supermarket they have matzah for a whole year and they have matzah for Pesach. Some of them is kosher for Pesach and some of them is not. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference to me. Matzah, you know. God will understand. He says, no, I'll send you a special box of matzah that's special for Pesach. And this way you can have a Seder and you can enjoy the special kosher matzah for Pesach. And Jerome says, nah, don't waste your time, Moshe. Trust me. Don't waste your time. And you know what? Moshe said to his family that he's gonna take that box and send it to Jerome anyway. You never know. He'll put it to good use somehow. And they said, nah, you're going to waste your time if he tells you he's not interested. He's not interested. He said, you know what? I'll send the box anyway. Sure enough, he sends the box. He figures after Pesach, Jerome will say, thank you, he appreciated it, he used it, special, you know, hand matzah, you know, very traditional looking, you know. He didn't say a word, not one word. And this went on for a year, 2 years, 3 years. He would send them matzah. They kept up a great friendship. And he would send them matzah every year for Pesach. And each year Jerome would say, nah, don't waste your time. And Moshe Hirsch said, no, I'm going to do it anyway. And his family said, Dad, you're wasting your time. He's not interested. No, he insisted on sending it. Sure enough, one day he's talking to Jerome. And Jerome says, you know, my daughter went on a trip to Israel. And I encouraged her to go to Israel to find out about her culture, about her history. But when she went there, she met up with a group of people who she became very friendly with, they're actually religious. And they started to teach her about the Torah, teach her about mitzvos, and she started to become really, really interested. And then one day she asked me if she can go to seminary in Israel. As a joke, Moshe said, "Did you check your mezuzahs?" No, no, that's just a joke. But Moshe was very interested to hear that. And over time, every time they spoke, he would mention how his daughter is progressing in her learning of Torah and keeping mitzvos. Eventually, his daughter became fully observant, married a wonderful Torah scholar, and they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Moshe Hirsch one day happens to be taking a trip with his wife to Eretz Yisrael, to Israel. So he calls up Jerome and he says, "Jerome, you tell me that you have a daughter living in Israel with her husband. Maybe my wife and I, we can go visit them. Perhaps you can forward me their contact information." So he sends the contact information. And one day during their trip, Mr. and Mrs. Hirsch, they're in Yerushalayim, they decide they'll go visit. Jerome Katz's daughter, who's now named Harar, Mrs. Harar, and her husband Shlomo, they also live in Yerushalayim. They're going to go visit them. So they call up, "Sure, please, come visit." They come to visit, they open the door, and Mrs. Harar says to Moshe Hirsch, she says, "It's such an honor to finally meet the man that helped me become religious." And Moshe Hirsch is looking at her and says, "I helped you become religious?" She says, "Yeah." She says, "What did I do? We never spoke, we never conversed, we never wrote." She said, "Well, I went to Israel, as you know, my father told you. I became friendly with a group of people, and eventually I decided I'm going to go to seminary. I went to seminary a couple of months before Pesach. And after a couple of months in the seminary, I really enjoyed what I was learning. I wasn't so fully committed to remaining. So I went to the Rebbetzin of the seminary, and I said, 'You know what? I'm going home for Pesach.' And the Rebbetzin knew there's a good chance that if I'm going back to Oklahoma, I might just rethink," especially she knew my family wasn't so pro me studying in the seminary. "They might just convince me out of it." She was worried, so she said, "You know, Pesach, it's an ideal time to spend in Eretz Yisrael. It'd be hard back home in Oklahoma to have a proper Seder and a kosher kitchen, kosher for Passover, etc." And she says, "You know what, I haven't seen my parents in a few months. I really want to go back." So the Rebbetzin said to her, "Well, in the very least, at least take a box of this matzah here." She had a bunch of boxes of shmura matzah. It was before Pesach. She says, "Take a box of matzah. You're not going to find matzah in Oklahoma." And she said to her Rebbetzin, "With all due respect, if God wants me to have matzah for Pesach, He'll make sure I have matzah for Pesach. I don't need to bring this home." And the Rebbetzin rolled her eyes, but there was nothing she could do. And she said, "Okay." And with that, Jerome Katz's daughter went home. She arrived home on Erev Pesach. She walked into the door, and sitting on the dining room table was a box of shmura matzah, which we know was sent by Moshe Hirsch. She then told Moshe Hirsch, who was standing at her front door, she said, "When I saw that, I took that as a message from Hashem that He's watching me, that He's taking care of me, and that He wants me to pursue learning Torah further. And I made up my mind right then and there that no matter what my family says, I'm going to go back to Israel, I'm going to study and pursue Torah further." And that's what she did, and eventually she married a Torah scholar.